Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Posty last night with Jelly Roll at Mile High Stadium. Jamie was there. Carson was there. My wife was there. A lot of people waking up this morning. You were there, and you're tired.
Yeah, it was a long night. It was really great, though. It was fantastic, except for the $53 drinks.
Yeah. How much?
Two drinks. We had two drinks, and it was $53.
Holy cow.
I mean, they were doubles, but still. Two. Yeah.
It gets up there. It's like Vegas prices almost.
Yeah, and not only that, but they put like, okay, so they were like, it was vodka tonic and with lemon, but they put a whole half of a lemon in it, so it fills up the whole cup.
It's like double down and on ice.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you have to take out the whole lemon, and you're like, wait a minute, I only got this much of a drink for $53? That is crazy.
How was the show, though?
It was great.
Unbelievable,
huh? Carson and I were talking about it. There was like a couple of weird, they had some technical problems.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of the pyrotechnics were having some problems. There was, I will tell you, there were some songs where I thought for sure there was going to be some fireworks or some flames, and there wasn't.
Yeah, that was weird.
It was kind of awkward a little bit.
Because, and if, I mean, because a lot of you obviously didn't go, majority, but they start out with so many fireworks, it was insane. It was just alive. And then something weird happened, I don't know what, and then it was dead.
It was like a lull.
Yeah.
In the entire show.
No, is this when Jelly Roll was on or Post Malone?
Post Malone.
All right, so yeah. Did they have the fireworks going for the Jelly Roll portion of the show?
Yeah, except for they had a problem because something caught on fire and they couldn't get it out. One of the gas lines.
Holy moly.
One of the gas lines wouldn't shut off. And so the guy had to come and then it like lit the whole thing on fire and he had to come over with a fire extinguisher. And I'm looking at Kylie and I'm like, that thing is on fire.
Like during the middle of the performance.
Yeah.
Jelly Roll's doing a thing and then there's this,
and there's
fire.
This fire and we're watching and nobody has a fire extinguisher. And then finally this guy, he runs out because we could kind of see the back of the stage too. He finally runs out with a fire extinguisher and puts it out. So.
Yeah.
But then what happened where you guys were?
So towards the end of the concert when he was kind of ramping everything up, there's these huge towers.
I mean,
that,
they're crazy.
Yeah, that throw flames in the middle of the crowd, like in the middle of the floor, and you can feel the heat, and they were working fine. And then probably the third or fourth time they tried to blast them, one of them, the closest one to me, was throwing out the fuel, but it wasn't lighting on fire. So I was like, it looks like it's raining.
So and everybody's like, saturated in fuel.
We look down at the floor, and below this tower, it's wet. It just poured rain.
And it's fuel.
But I think if you read the ticket, it said that you're going to get doused in fuel.
Maybe. Well, and then we watched like two people get burned with embers.
Wow.
So that was kind of insane.
And I was scared of that because they were shooting off fireworks still after that fuel got doused. And, you know, people were just drenched.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is, I'm kind of scared.
Yeah. So they had some pyro, you know, difficulties, but they delivered. It was just a great show.
It was incredible. Yeah.
Well, how could it go wrong? I mean, they got so many songs of both of them.
Yeah, it was.
Could pull off a show by themselves. I mean, but to put them together.
I am worried about Posty a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried about his health. Now, I understand. And by the way, every artist that comes to Colorado, they all complain about the altitude, right? And it's a real thing. We understand that. But he was like laying down. He was sitting a lot. He was like, his whole back was just expanding with his breath.
That sounds like me when I go on a bicycle ride.
It was really a little bit disturbing, to be honest, because it was so labored. And the fact he kept sitting and then laying down, and then he brought up the altitude. He lives in Utah. But then he started smoking. He would smoke while he couldn't take a breath.
He was smoking and singing at the same time. I was like, oh, man.
That's needing a cigarette right there.
Yeah,
you're in front of 70,000 people. You're up there singing one of your biggest hits, and you got to smoke at the same time.
Yeah.
That's talent.
And then I was saying to my friend, I was like, I feel like he has emphysema, because it was like he was even singing like he was losing his voice. Like
he doesn't look healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's very skinny. He just doesn't, I don't know, even in those Bud Light commercials he does, he looks frail.
I think he needs to stop smoking.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and call that one.
Yeah. I would say some of the drinking, too.
Oh, yeah, there's
he drinks
that.
Quite
yeah,
a bit. Now, could you tell, was he drinking on stage?
Oh, yeah.
Because often he has, like, liquor in a
solo
glass.
Cup,
yeah, he had, like, 80 drinks.
That's kind of his thing, right?
Yeah, he has a guy that just brings him alcohol. Yeah.
Now, what about Jelly Roll? Now, did he look thinner?
Yeah, he is thinner.
Yeah.
I follow him, so he is thinner.
He looked incredible, and I honestly felt like I just got out of church after he was done.
He was very spiritual.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was like a sermon going on stage.
But it was weird, because here's this guy, right, that he still has a little bit of weight to lose, right? And he's not huffing and puffing at all.
He was running off the stage. And all.
He was running, and here's Post that it's like... What did Post say? He's 30, I think, or something like
He's 29.
Yeah, and I don't know. His body's like 60.
He looks older than 29.
He does,
he looks 40.
Like, that shocked me. When he said, I'll be turning 30 in July, I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I love Post Malone, but it was worrisome a little bit. I looked at Kylie and I said, he's going to die right now. Like, we're going to watch him die on stage.
Yeah.
Because he could not breathe.
Now,
did
Jelly Roll bring out his wife, Bunny?
He said she wasn't here.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. She didn't make it to town.
She did not make it to town, nope. But it was a great show. I mean, that's all there was to it. But
did you guys have any problems getting out of there?
Well, that was the funny part. Oh. I feel bad for... So... I don't remember ever seeing, well, I guess I always drive when I go to a football game, but there were people 20, 30 deep on every corner waiting for Ubers.
Yeah.
I mean, it was insane. And I was talking to my Uber driver this morning, because we stayed downtown, and she said she couldn't even get to people because all the roads, the way they block them off, they can't get to people. And so they're on every block, because we had to walk about 30 minutes.
So you have to get away from the stadium. You've got to walk several blocks in order just to flag down or to call a car.
We were going to a friend's house that lives in low high. I don't know. That's a cool area. They have all these bungalow houses. It's low high. Right. Yep. By Jefferson Park. It's got all these little bungalow houses. It's such a cute area. But man, we're walking through there to get back to our friend's house, everybody, I mean, just people just waiting. One girl was crying because she was so tired. She wanted to be picked up by Uber. Yeah.
It gets crazy.
It was
nuts. You have to walk sometimes for miles to even get away and have a chance at getting a
driver. Yeah, because we were walking 30 minutes. We had to go 30 minutes, and there were still people in every block.
No kidding.
It's a problem.
It was crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, crazy. Sounds like a great show, though. 70,000 people down at Mile High Stadium last night for
the
this big show.
The only thing I would say, and yes, I'm reliving my younger years. I'm in the same clothes, not gonna lie. Because I didn't, you know.
Jamie, I didn't even go to a concert. I'm in the same clothes. Okay.
I'm reliving my younger days, so I'm in the same clothes. Let me just recommend this. So I love Zara. It's a clothing store, right? And so these are cargo pants, but they're like cool guy cargo pants, like Jenny from the Block cargo pants. Dude, I had every pocket stuffed with stuff, and it got to be a joke because I couldn't find anything. And I'm feeling for my credit card, which is down in this pocket, and then my phone is up here. Don't wear cargo pants to any kind of event.
Too many pockets.
Especially after a couple of cocktails.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, where did I put that? Where am I?
And I would look at Kylie and I go, get that on video. I can't find out which pocket my phone's in.
It's a show that and rarely does this happen with me. It's a show last night when this thing kicked off. I wish I had been there.
Yeah.
Because that show is probably one of the best shows that will come through town.
I don't see you there at all, though.
I don't see either. I don't either. But if I had to choose a show that's come through town over the past several months or a couple of years, that would be the show.
I don't think that's your jam.
Nah, probably not.
The people watching was incredible.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Some of the way, I mean, listen, I didn't get the cowboy boot memo or the cowboy hat memo. Yeah. I didn't know we were doing that. But some of these girls, their ass cheeks were just hanging out, and they had cowboy boots on. I was like, go, girl.
You saw my wife there, DJ. Get out of here. That's the way she left the house. Yeah. Boom, 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 out front door. Post below, Jelly Roll. I'm sure you enjoyed the show if you were there last night.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Little flashback to last night at the stadium with Jelly Roll. Hey, I got a public service announcement here. I-70 at the Floyd Hill. They're blasting this week.
Oh, they are?
They're going to close it off and on all week long. They're saying it's going to be a headache, a big headache. Here's the report.
Really, CDOT, they just kind of want to put out a warning that there are going to be some delays, and you have to be a little more patient if you're heading up into this area, because there's going to be closures in place, and all of this to just improve the safety of that stretch of I-70. So during the day, that is when they'll be doing the blasting and rock scaling work. That starts today, this morning, and it'll be every Monday to Thursday for the next 2 weeks from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So drivers can expect up to a 45-minute traffic hold between Veterans Memorial Tunnel and Homestead Road. Those holds will take place approximately every 60 to 75 minutes.
Holy cow, that's going to be a problem,
yeah,
man. A lot of people take that route, and you're going to have close. And you just don't know. I mean, they give you the times there, but we can't keep up with it.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I wonder if it's open or closed.
I have a weird question for you guys. I don't even know if it's a question. I had a weird situation. So I'm in Conifer at the King Supers, right?
Yeah.
And this was Saturday, I think. And I just went to, you know, get some snackies. Anyway, so this woman has a full cart of food. Okay? And she has two cute little kids, really cute. And she comes up to me and she says, will you pay for my groceries? And I go, what? And she said,
wait a minute. Yeah. So the lady just out of the blue?
Yeah.
It walks up, just, she picks you out of everybody?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And she, will you pay for my groceries?
She said, will you please? And she's like talking really quiet. And I'm like, you don't see this coming, right?
Like taken off guard.
Yeah. And she's like, will you pay for my, I have no money. And I'm thinking, I'm looking at her cart, right? And she has chicken breasts. And they're the nice ones, the filet chicken breasts,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, that's
the
big, a staple.
The big pack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, if you don't have any money, don't you get legs and thighs?
Well, not if you can get somebody else to pay for it.
No, but I'm just trying to figure out. You don't have any money. Don't you get the cheaper or a whole turkey or something?
You're right. This sounds like a little setup, a little scam pulling, okay?
Yeah.
Like, this is very...
I've never had this happen.
Very common for her that she does this repeatedly.
Well, and you know, I've had the person like that says they
went. First of all, how much did she have in her cart? Was it a full cart?
It was half full. Yeah. And she had two little people.
So you get, I'm trying to get the mentality of this lady, okay? That's hard to do.
Well, she was like, she had an accent and it was like she could barely speak English and she was asking me, please, for my kids, will you please?
But, I mean, who goes into a store and you go aisle to aisle? You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
You go aisle to aisle to aisle. You're loading up your cart. You've got two kids with you, just assuming that you're going to run into somebody in the store that's going to pay for all this for you.
Yeah, and it was weird.
Because you got to put it back.
I know.
That's if nobody pays.
Yeah. And so, but I obsessed about it. I said no. I said, you know.
Oh, you said no?
I did.
Oh, that's not like you.
I know.
Oh, you're usually a pushover.
I know. And those two little kids, and I didn't want them to be hungry, you know?
Jamie.
And so, but then I kept thinking, you got chicken breast, man. Get the whole thing. Get the whole chicken. Like you know, like you're not.
Get a whole chicken.
Well, because I think we've all struggled for money, and you don't buy the filleted chicken breast. Like,
did you feel bad,
though? Oh, my God. So,
because I would.
So I told her I only had a credit card, right? And so she's like, well, that's okay. We can go in and you can pay for it with the credit card. And I was like, I was so like, I said, I'm sorry. I just can't. And she's like, okay. And then I got in my car late, you know, and I almost turned around to pay
for it. Go back to pay
for it. Because it ate me alive.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
That puts you in such a guilt situation.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you've got kids, put it over the top.
It does.
If it's a lady by herself, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, right?
Leave me alone. But when you got kids there and they look hungry, you want to pay for their breasts.
And then I think she had dog food, too. And I'm like, do you need the dog? Like, what are we doing? Like, and I think it was, like, good dog food. It was, like, that blue stuff or whatever. I was analyzing what she was buying.
Because those are red flags.
Yeah, to me. And then the other thing is, I don't know if you guys have ever been to the airport or whatever. This happened to us at LAX. My boyfriend and I, this people said that they didn't have any money to get out of the gate. And so we gave them money to get out of the gate. This was back in the day.
See, that makes sense.
No, we saw them around the corner. We gave them $20 around the corner. They were asking. We were so mad. We'd been had.
You know, I've got a couple of stories for you. I had that happen to me over here on, I think it's Evans, I-25 in Evans, somebody at the top of the ramp there. So I give the guy like 10 bucks or so. He looked, you know, very down. I stop and get some gas. I drop into, what is that bar over there on Evans? It's called the Dirty Duck.
Dirty Duck.
Dirty Duck.
Yeah.
I drop into the Dirty Duck. He's sitting at the bar drinking a beer.
Oh, that's right.
By the time I went and got
so
gas,
mad.
He had gone from where I gave him $10 to the Dirty Duck to have a beer.
No, that's a bunch of crap.
And then I had a guy at King Super just a couple of weeks ago, that had lost his wallet. He was checking out. I had just checked out.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, crap. I can't find my... But he had a few items. I think it came to like $20-something. I paid for it because he couldn't find it.
Do you feel like it was scam
or
it was real?
He was an older guy. It was real.
Okay.
It was real. He was an old
guy. See, that's the problem with scammers. Yeah. They, you know, when somebody's a good person and just having a moment...
And when you drag your kids into it, you make us feel so bad.
This is a new one for me. I've never had this happen. I mean, I really...
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, it was...
Is that a new scam
I
going around?
I don't know.
I'm seeing on the internet, it says that it could be a scam where people get you to pay for all these groceries and then they return them when you leave so they get the money.
Oh,
Spadil, you've opened a can of worms now. Now we're really angry.
Wow, really?
Uh-huh.
All right, let's
on Reddit, there's a bunch of people saying that they've had this happen.
Let's ask TextNATO, okay? 303-22-ALICE. 303-22-ALICE. Have you ever seen this before? Have you ever been in this situation where somebody came up to you? Is it a scam? Was this lady legit? I mean,
I could not get those children out of my mind. I was sick at myself. I was mad at myself.
Yeah. I've not heard of a scam like this.
I haven't either. That's why I was
so
like...
So it's a new one if it is.
Someone just texted and said it's a scam. It's the same thing happened to them at King Supers in Arvada.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because this was King Supers in Conifer. I don't know, you guys. I might have wept a little bit. Like, why didn't you pay for these people?
These people are pros, it says. Do not feel bad, Jamie. They're pros.
I did.
That's a rent-a-kid they got.
Rent-a-kid?
Rent-a-kid.
Speaking of groceries, I want to mention Safeway when we come back, okay? Because they're on strike.
Oh, did they go?
They're doing it terrible.
Again?
Yeah,
you know, you are such
it was King Soopers first. First King Soopers, okay?
Listen, I'm in case you don't know, okay? BJ thinks he's the king of strikers.
It makes me angry. If you can't do the strike right, don't strike, okay? You guys are screwing it up already.
So
I'm very angry with you.
God.
I love you, Safeway. I love you. I want you to get your money. I want you to get your
but
work.
But you're doing it wrong.
You suck at striking.
BJ and Jamie.
Holy cow, it's a scam, Jamie.
I have not heard of this.
Oh, man, you've brought something up here that's been uncovered.
I guess I kind of feel better because, you guys, it ate at me all day long, and I kept seeing those little kids' faces.
I'm telling you right now, 9 News, Fox 31, CBS 4, all of these TV stations should look into this and maybe do a report on it, because we've uncovered something here that happened to you that it appears, looking at Texnado here, that it's going on all over town, man.
And I think all of us thought we were alone.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think all of us, like, thought, okay, this is, because it's so weird to have a lady with groceries in her cart, and then she was like just so feeble. She was a younger woman, but she was so feeble and so sad, and those kids were looking sad, and they were little, and she's like, please pay for my groceries, I have no money.
You're in a grocery store, you're in Conifer, was it?
Yeah.
Conifer, and the lady comes up to you, she's already gathered up the groceries that she's going to find somebody to pay for them, and then you mention your story, and then look at all these
I know.
Walmart, lady, let's see, I can't read them from where I'm at here. Can you see?
There's a bunch of Walmarts. Walmart and Parker, Walmart and 136 and I-25, Walmart, Walmart. Yeah. Wow.
Scam.
It's a scam. It's been happening for a while.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know it was been happening for a while, I promise you, because I was like in my car. I even sat there for a minute. I'm like, okay, it's not fair that you have money and she doesn't. Like, it's not fair. Like, you need to go in there and do the right thing. She has two little kids.
Yeah.
Who are you to tell her no?
Yeah.
And I grabbed my door and I was like, why didn't you buy the whole chicken, not just the breast?
And it makes me feel like that I must look like a non-caring SOB. You know? I mean, nobody's ever approached me. I'm at the grocery store every day.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever approached me. They probably, see, Jamie, she just looks the part, man. She walks in. Mm. She's got on her red bottom shoes.
No, I didn't.
She's got on these cargo pants that look like they cost $700. Matching military top this morning. She just looks the part.
This is
now,
what
BJ,
I was wearing last
I
night.
I look broke as a joke when I go into the store. I got holes in my shirt. I'm wearing socks and flops, you know. I just don't look the part. Nobody ever comes up to me.
I always go to King Super in my red bottom shirt. It's my go-to look.
I don't know if you
outfit.
Do or not.
Yeah.
I was just trying to describe the moment.
Oh, yeah, I always do. I'm like,
the way I picture
let
it.
Let me get the Louboutins.
I'm going up to King in her Super. Maserati at the front door.
A Maserati.
Yeah. All right, I want to get to Safeway real quick.
Oh, you're very upset about this.
You're blowing it. I'm going to give them some tips, okay?
Okay, all right, just the tips.
But let me play you what's going on right now. We're on strike.
Okay.
Whoop-de-doo, okay? You got three locations that are striking. Three locations. That's it.
Safeway and the union representing its workers did not reach a deal. That means they will hit the picket line this morning. Strikes are set for Safeway Albertsons locations in four cities across the state: Denver, Estes Park, Fountain, and Pueblo. Workers say they want the grocery chain to address staffing, what they call poverty level.
All right, stop. Just stop. Stop, lady. Stop. Four locations. That's it. Estes Park, Fountain. Boy, you're going to get your point across in Fountain, aren't you? In Pueblo. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Nothing here. Nothing in Parker. Nothing in Denver. Nothing in Littleton. Nothing. Nothing, nothing. You're not going to get your point across like this. And then they say, here's the headline: Colorado Safeway employees began a limited strike. Others to follow soon if it doesn't work out for them.
That's weird.
Look. You guys are doing it all wrong. I tried to tell you with the King Supers, it dragged on because they didn't do it right either. They wouldn't even pick it at the front door, if you remember. They picketed like a half a mile down the road.
You said they were not enthusiastic enough.
They were not. They were mopey. They were moping. Every time you drove by, their signs were leaned up against the wall.
Well, remember, I went down there, too, and every time I broke their picket, they didn't even care. No. They just watched me walk right past them.
Oh, look, yeah, we had you on the air. Yeah, that's right.
Safeway, here's what you got to do. You got to shut down every damn store. Every store needs to be a part of the strike. And you got to picket at the front door, make people feel bad when they come in. In fact, you might even want to get a couple of pit bulls on a leash, to make it look really intimidating.
What are you doing? I'm too tired for this crap. Yeah. This is blah, blah, really blah, intimidating. Blah, blah, blah,
who's
going to
go
blah.
Into the store when you've got a couple of pit bulls?
You're not helping.
Yeah, don't encourage this kind of behavior.
Funny. Look, you guys are tired. You went to a Post Malone show. You're not getting the big picture here.
I'm not.
I'm looking out for the people of Safeway all across the country.
I'm so confused.
You okay? Sorry.
No.
I'm telling you, pit bulls.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
I got other ideas too when it comes to Safeway. I say you put up one of those invisible electric fences too. Anybody crosses the line, gets zapped.
You know, like only 3.5 stores are on strike, right?
Right. But I'm just saying everybody has to get involved and put all this stuff up.
You know, it's Monday.
I know it's Monday. I'm just saying they're doing it wrong, JB. Doing it wrong.
You know, Carson and I only had 3 hours of sleep.
I know. You guys will come around once you get some sleep.
I even said, because even though this is a soundproof booth, I looked at Carson because you were talking so freaking loud to Spiel in the hallway. I go, why is he so loud today?
It's not me, guys.
Two chatty Cathys in the hallway.
What were you guys talking about with such passion?
Gambling.
And we're talking about that pitcher today.
Yeah, Shohei Ohtani's going to pitch tonight. He hasn't pitched for like a year. Today. Plays for the Dodgers.
Spiel and I, we talk sports a lot.
Really loud.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Both of you were loud. It wasn't just you. It was him, too.
Yeah. Well, the Rockies lost me $50 yesterday.
Yeah, Rockies won yesterday.
What are you, Rain Man?
Yeah.
I put $50 on the Braves, which is who the Rockies were playing.
Right.
And then they won 10-1.
That's exactly what happened. 10-1, Jimmy.
Yeah.
God. Hey, do any of you guys mouth tape?
Say what?
Mouth tape. Yeah, do any of you use mouth tape?
No.
One of my teammates does.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's super annoying sleeping with him if he doesn't use it.
Why?
Because he snores. That's what mouth tape's for.
No, that would be even worse because he's like usually some people snore through their nose, or I do.
Well, he doesn't.
He's a mouth breather.
Uh-huh.
Well, they're saying not to do it.
Why?
Look at BJ, has no idea what we're talking about.
He's like, wait, why are you sleeping with a dude that has mouth tape on?
To save money on our Airbnbs. We share beds. Yeah.
It says breathing through your nose is more relaxing, right? So, are you more relaxed? I could totally fall asleep right now.
I wear a CPAP.
Oh, right.
So it's always through your nose.
Right. So mouth taping is the new rage that everybody's doing. So you go to sleep with like a silicone or whatever across your mouth, and it forces you to breathe in and out of your nose. And it's supposed to make you sleep sounder. It's supposed to do all this great stuff. Like you said, if you're a mouth snorer, it's supposed to help
that
way.
That's true, by the way.
His girlfriend makes him do it too at home, he said.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you're supposed to just raise your head a little bit.
It doesn't work for him. I don't know.
Because on the sleep number bed, it has the snore button and it just raises your head just a little bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, but they're saying it's very dangerous. I guess if you have like reflux or if you like accidentally like puke a little, I guess you can in your sleep. I didn't know this. That you will like die.
I would never tape my mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes no sense at all. I mean, I know you're forcing that, but even wearing a CPAP at night because I breathe through my nose, you still every now and then probably do through your mouth too. You know, I mean, I would never go to sleep with
it's with the rage. It is like the rage. Everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
And they're saying that athletes do it because it forces them to have better breathing habits. I don't know. All I heard is that you don't do it because you might die. So good luck.
All right.
Yeah, that would scare me.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, it's
mouth
kinda,
tape.
Mouth tape. It's the latest. Okay, it's like beef talon.
Gotcha. I gotcha.
Like, who knows why? All right, let's see here. Did you guys see this? Speaking of mouths, if you go to the amusement park at Kings Island in Ohio, they're telling you once you get on a roller coaster there, you have to keep your mouth shut. Cicadas.
Why? Cicadas.
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess people have been choking on them.
No kidding. Oh, by the way, which reminds me, because after you do this report, I'm going to play the audio of the guy that swallowed that bee and died. Prince William's friend.
How did you play the audio of somebody that's dead?
No. It's a report. It's a report on
right,
it,
right,
Jamie.
Right.
No.
What are they going to... All right, let me guess. Here, let me just do it. Prince William's friend was swallowed a bee.
You have a bad attitude. You know what? I hope you get some sleep.
I mean, it's
a great story.
You just told the story, and so, I mean, you might just play it.
Well, I didn't do it into, you know, I didn't go in depth on it. I want to go deeper into this. I mean, I want to take a real dive into
it. Like Safeway strikes?
Yeah. I got some tips for not swallowing a bee.
Okay, all right, got it. Yeah. All right, let's see here. What else did I want to... Oh, we have to find this. There's a... I love this guy. He's a reporter on Fox. Let me get the audio before I tell you all that. But anyway, he goes on about how he's unhappily married and stuff, and he's on live broadcast.
It's so uncomfortable.
Do we have it?
No, we don't, but we'll get it. But it's so sad.
It is.
He's like, I get really lonely. He's married.
I know.
Yeah.
We don't even have to find it now. I just told you. But anyway, he's like, I get really lonely, you know, and I mean, for all intents and purposes, I am married. On paper, I'm married. But, you know, I'm just
poor
living
dude,
my life.
He's like not actively looking.
I feel his pain, man. I feel it.
I got it right here if you want me to play
it. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Tell her.
Hey, the answer is yes. You know what? I don't care. I don't care about I am married. I am legally married. I am legally married. That's about the only way you can really say it. I am legally married. But I am not looking at now at all. I just had a bunch of debacles with my personal life. Yes, it's true. I know. It's hard to believe. Somebody that doesn't even know what he's talking about in a relationship. And, you know. But, I got nothing right now. Got nothing. Aww. Got nothing. Not really looking.
Poor dude.
You know, trying to find myself and be happy. I'm being serious about that.
You know, after that report, he went straight to a bar.
Oh my God.
Sat there and cried.
Yeah, right? Speaking of which, why is it there's always a drunk girl at a concert crying?
Oh.
Always.
It never fails. Especially, you see, the biggest mistake they did yesterday was that tailgate, because they opened the doors at that tailgate at 2. The tailgate was from 2 to 6. What do you think's gonna happen when people are out there in 90 degree heat and they're just sucking down beers and no water?
I swear to God, we just looked at this one girl and we're like, yeah, we've all been there again. Oh my God, I don't know why. Yeah. And then, you know, she's crying about her relationship. And it's just,
everything.
God.
That's great.
It's every concert you go to. It's clockwork. All right. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? There was something. Hold on. I'm a little off today, you guys. Yeah, I don't have anything. There you go, tablet trash.
Wait, the Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah, Justin Bieber.
Yelling at the paparazzi.
Oh, that's right. Thank you for reminding me. Okay. Yeah, Justin Bieber, by the way, Hailey Bieber did not mention Justin yesterday for Father's Day at all, and it's his first Father's Day. And then what he was doing, though, is yelling at paparazzi. Here it is.
You're not getting it. It's not clocking to you. It's not clocking to you that I'm standing on business, is it?
You're on the sidewalk,
Joe. I don't give a if you're on the sidewalk. I'm a human being. You're standing around my car at the beach. You know what I'm saying? You don't think I'm a real guy, do you? You're going to take this video out of context. You're going to say I'm mad. I don't know who the paying you to provoke me, but I'm not the one. Okay? Stop provoking me. I'm a real dad, a real husband, a real man.
All right.
So don't real man.
Me, okay?
All right, cool.
I'm not to be with. I don't know who's paying you to me or provoke me, but I'm not the one. I don't care that you're on the sidewalk. I don't care what kind of dirty work, what kind of nasty you're getting paid in the background to provoke me, bro, but I'm not the one. I'm really not the one. I don't care that you're on the sidewalk, bro. Clearly you're here for an alternate agenda. Why would you want to be here to provoke me like this? This isn't love.
You're not provoking, Joe.
This isn't love, bro. This is weird, bro. Y'all are on some real weird literally.
Happy Father's Day, Jesse.
You know, when he does this, that paparazzi's just going to get more money for it.
Yeah.
Because it's a great piece of clips or video for him.
That is
He's
correct.
Just going to get paid more when you do that.
Yeah. I don't know. He's unleashed.
And when you say, I'm a real man in that voice.
Oh, wait. What if this was sent to you?
Sorry. Spadil, what are you doing?
What are you doing there, buddy?
What are you doing? What is that one?
What is that?
Share that one.
I want to also, you know how I brought up the concert and there's always a girl that cries, like it's just inevitable?
Yeah.
There's also something else I wanted to mention that happens at concerts when people drink.
What's that?
So we saw Carson and Brie.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they walk away and I'm not even paying attention. And then all of a sudden my friend goes, oh my God, look at them. He has his hand on her butt. That's so cute.
Where are you?
I'm glad Kylie enjoyed that.
I was like, what are you talking about? She goes, look over there at Carson. He has his hand on Bree's butt.
Yeah.
It was a little bit of love and a little bit of had a lot of drinks.
Blame it on the alcohol. I was like, why is he putting his hand on her butt while he's walking away from us? That is weird. She's like, no, it's not. I don't want you on there. So cute.
Can you imagine the show that everyone behind us got?
Right? You just, but by the way, I was thinking to myself when I knew I was going to bring this up. I was like, I wonder if BJ ever puts his hand on Lisa's ass.
Every day. You kidding?
When they're walking away at the mall.
Around the grocery store.
At the mall, at church, different places.
Okay, I am done.
All right.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, moving on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Free app for your phone. You'll get the podcast after 10 o'clock. For those of you that went to the show last night, a little Post Malone there. I'll bet that was a good one. All right, there you go. Post Malone, Jelly Roll last night. A lot of people with hangovers this morning. Didn't get a lot of sleep last night. Got to be at work this morning. You got to just get through it, you know?
Oh, my God. My Uber driver this morning, she told me that she drove a couple from the concert last night to Broomfield, and they were passed out in the back seat, and she couldn't wake them up. And she thought she was going to have to call the police because she couldn't get them up. And they were passed out in the back of the car.
Do you just roll them out in their front yard?
I know, right? Oh, my God. She said finally the husband woke up enough to get him out of the car.
Right. Oh, my God.
A couple of things. We have to take a break, but when we come back, Postal, now I'll explain this. This is a public service announcement. Postal workers are saying leave the dryer sheets in your mailbox. Have you heard this?
Uh-uh.
It's crazy. All right, we'll explain that. Plus that guy that got swallowed the bee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, still got that coming up, too.
Oh, I'm excited.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.